Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel joining us in just a moment.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altacid IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacid IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacid IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit AltacidIGR.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
As a farmer, I want a cooperative that's there for me.
Not the other way around.
A local co-op that works for me and works with CHS.
To connect me with local experts I know and trust.
And put a global network of markets and supply at my fingertips.
A co-op that's here to help us.
Own every day.
When you're an owner of a local cooperative connected to CHS, you get local expertise, a proven efficient supply chain, and global market access. Learn more at cooperativeownership.com.
Continue to talk to cattle market economist Dr. Daryl Peel after that cattle on feed report this last week.
When you look at these numbers, you know, kind of step back and kind of combine them with the cattle inventory numbers that we got at the first of the year. What is the story for profitability in our business with, you know, from the stocker end on up to the feedlot end, and even, you know, when you start trying to figure out will our cow calf folks have a chance to make money this year or not?
Yeah, you know, we've got kind of a, I think what's developing here is kind of a tale of two halves of the year, if you will. We're struggling a little bit in the first part of the year, particularly at the fed cattle market level. We've been stuck at about 114 for cash fed cattle prices now for about 6 weeks. Just couldn't put together a stronger seasonal rally. But there's a lot of optimism built into the deferred live cattle contract. Same thing's true on the feeder cattle, except that we do have good, strong demand right now from a grass cattle standpoint. The lightweight calves in particular have been very strong coming out of the winter storm in February. We've had very good prices. And despite that, you look at those price levels, if you look at the way the feeder cattle futures are laid out in the fall of the year, I've run some generalized budgets for summer grazing, and they look actually like there's some potential to lock in some decent margins in there. So I think what we've got a lot of hopes pinned on the second half of the year, both at the feeder cattle level as well as at the fed cattle level. We're kind of chewing through some front end supplies here at the feedlot level. That's been the biggest drawback in this market. And if we can get through that, I think we're talking about moving this market forward. Certainly, there's a lot of optimism out there that's going to happen here in the next 2, 3, 4 months.
Is this demand for our lighter weight calves? Is this kind of what we've traditionally would call green grass fever?
It is, I think, and it really come in. I mean, we're following pretty seasonal patterns, so it's not really an unusually strong market, other than the fact that, you know, we know that feed prices are higher, feedlot cost of gains are going up. That tends to kind of weigh on feeder cattle markets, but in the meantime, it actually encourages, the feeder cattle market to put more weight on cattle out in the country, and I guess that's what we're gearing up to do here is run these cattle through the summer, and by the time we get into the fall, I think there'll be some pretty attractive margins on these summer grazing, and we may take these cattle to a little bit bigger weights. I think that's what the feedlots are going to be looking for with higher feed prices.
As long as we can keep some grass out there and keep the moisture flowing to keep our forage going, that's the key, right?
That will be a big key. You know, that's probably the other big factor besides feed grain markets, if you will be this drought situation. From a national perspective, obviously it's been a big deal in certain regions for many months now. But as we go in, the next 6 weeks or so are really critical because obviously it is springtime of the year. And for those folks that have kind of made it this far, hung on, they've probably used up most of their hay. And if we don't grow some new grass this spring, then we will see some more significant movement of cattle and liquidation of cattle in some parts of the country, and it'll probably, or it could well be a big enough deal to have some broader market impacts.
Extension Livestock Market Economist at Oklahoma State University, Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 25th on Dish Network Channel 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 29,500 head will be offered, 8,500 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, over 12,000 weaned calves. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for information, 800-422-2117. Previous Beef Buzz shows on our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. I'm Ron Hayes.